G'day, this is Nerky with the BlueTopSecret.com member podcast in response to How Much is the Doggies Dangerous Pursuits podcast in the general topics and discussion feed. First of all, I'd just like to mention that you call the moustache a tash. Cool. And you mentioned the number of crazy ass TV shows in Japan. Well, that's Japan for ya. And you mentioned Steve Irwin. Well, on behalf of all Aussies everywhere, I'd like to say, Steve Irwin's a fucking idiot. He's a bogan, the kind of guy that nobody likes. The kind everybody dismisses as an idiot bogan. You also asked the question, why do people feel the need to pursue such dangerous things, and why is my survival instinct so much stronger that I don't feel the urge to go near these things? Take a look at some of our domestic pets, our domesticated animals. You notice that when they get even the slightest chance to do something animalistic and crazy, they go apeshit. Like with my crazy little fat kitty here, I give her a little mouse toy and she just goes to town kicking and screaming and flicking it and chasing it and knocking my furniture over and like destroying my television antenna. And you know, they just, the first chance they get, they go crazy, because otherwise they will actually go crazy if they don't get the chance to do that stuff. Because we're domesticated humans and we try to take every possible chance to do that kind of stuff. And eventually we start liking the adrenaline rush and becoming addicted to it and doing that very same thing which makes us get the adrenaline over and 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 over. Really? Okay, I've been watching too much Scrubs. Nancy. Just had to call someone a girl's name. I've been watching too much Scrubs. I love that TV show. Anyways, we eventually become addicted to our adrenaline, but after a while, the things that make us get adrenaline rushes, we become nullified to them, so we need to find new and crazier things. Like the advances in the adult entertainment industry. 100 years ago, seeing someone's ankles and knees was, oh my god, oh, that's pornography. Nowadays, it's like, oh yeah, they're doing doggy, missionary, praying mantis, blah, 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 boring. Try something weird, try using fruit. Oh yay, there we go, there's pornography. We even see commercials showing parts of nipples and no one's complaining about it anymore. It's the same thing with the things that give us adrenaline rushes. Challenging and facing death is becoming like blasé nowadays, so we've got to find stranger and weirder things to get our rocks off and give us adrenaline rushes. Sadly enough, some people actually still find generic violence interesting. It's boring as crap to me. I actually find intellectual challenges more interesting than adrenaline rushes, because I'm not an adrenaline junkie. But a lot of people still like to feel alive by challenging and facing death. Because for some people, the only time they really feel alive is when their mortality is threatened. Well, this is Nerky signing out from a BlueTopSecret.com member podcast in the Dangerous Pursuits pod thread in response to How Much is the Doggy? Kapla! Infinite!